You're just in time for the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff, the radio outreach of the Christian Research Institute. Our purpose here at CRI is to equip Christians to pursue sound doctrine, to discern truth and error, and to become faithful disciples of Christ, because life and truth matter. For more information, to order resources or donate, call 888-7000-CRI. Or go online to equip.org. That's equip.org. Now, here's the president of the Christian Research Institute, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. Today, a special edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast as we talk about the resource that is available to those who support the ministry prayerfully and financially. The film is called Origin, Unlocking the Mystery of Life. I've often said that Origins is not just an apologetic issue, it is the apologetic issue, because how one views their origins will ultimately determine how they live their life. That's why I'm so excited that our friends at Illustria Media have outdone themselves with Origin. It combines top drawer scholarship with stunning artistry in what is destined to be a classic, a resource simply too wonderful to pass up. And it is available again for those who support the ministry prayerfully and financially. You can check it out on the web at equip.org. You can also write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271, or just talk to one of our resource consultants, 888-7000, and the letters CRI. If you're not familiar with Illustria Media, we have many resources that you can find on the web, all of which highly recommended. Metamorphoses, the beauty and design of butterflies comes to mind. Flight, the genius of birds, another epic film. Living Waters, which has to do with intelligent design in the oceans of the earth, and so much more. We'll be talking about that later on with Ladd Allen. He is the co-founder of Illustria Media, a motion picture production ministry that is based in Southern California. And Ladd has produced, written, and directed more than 100 films now that have received many, many international awards. But I want to start out the broadcast today to give you a little perspective on the basis of The Miracle of Life, which was an Emmy Award-winning PBS Nova broadcast on evolution. And this sort of sets up why films like Origin are so necessary in our day. You think about tap water or tides or temperatures that we so easily take for granted and sometimes fail to recognize that the Earth is an unparalleled planetary masterpiece. It should never be carelessly pawned off as the result of blind evolutionary processes. And yet, tragically, in an age of scientific enlightenment, many are doing precisely that. Now, PBS, Nova, they produced this Miracle of Life, and if you look at the introduction, here's what they say. 4.5 billion years ago, the young planet was a mass of cosmic dust and particles. It was almost completely engulfed by the shallow primordial seas. Powerful winds gathered random molecules from the atmosphere. Some were deposited in the seas, and then the tides and the currents swept the molecules together, and somewhere in this ancient ocean, the miracle of life began. The first organized form of primitive life was a tiny protozoan, a one-celled animal. And millions of protozoa populated the ancient seas. These early organisms were completely self-sufficient in their seawater world. They moved about their aquatic environment, feeding on bacteria and other organisms. And from these one-celled organisms evolved all life on Earth. Again, that is from The Miracle of Life, an Emmy Award-winning PBS Nova broadcast on evolution. Now, the real miracle is how anyone can stand for this kind of nonsense in the 21st century. Because think about it, how could the protozoa be the first form of primitive life if there were already organisms like bacteria in existence? Molecular biology has demonstrated empirically that bacteria are incredibly complex. Not only that, but far from being primitive, the protozoa that were thought to be simple in Darwin's day have been shown by science to be enormously complex. Molecular biology has demonstrated that there is no such thing as a primitive cell. And the very thought of producing so much as a protein molecule by blind chance is not only improbable, but indeed it turns out to be impossible. Now, all of that is just words, but when you see this in film, it will rock your world, and it will devastate the very presumptions that people swallow blindly, uncritically. And that, as I mentioned, in an age of scientific enlightenment. So I am very, very excited about Origin, Unlocking the Mystery of Life, and I hope you will be just as excited as I am. I have Ladd Allen. Again, Ladd Allen is the co-founder of Illustria Media on the line, and we want to talk about the importance of this film. Hi, Ladd.
Hi, Hank. How are you?
I'm doing great, and you know I'm a big fan of everything that you have done. We have all the different films that you have made over the years, and we make them available to people. And I've heard testimony after testimony after testimony of how these films have radically revolutionized lives. So I guess I want to start with why you as a film producer are so focused on these issues.
Well, I think they're the most fundamental issues that any human being ever faces. You know, how did we get here? Where did we come from? Why are we here? Is there any purpose to the universe? Next year will be our 20th year. We founded Illustria Media 20 years ago, and we've been, since then, working really closely with top-notch scientists and scholars all over the world to really build a scientific case for intelligent design. We're not trying to build a religious argument for it. In this case, we're trying to take a pile of scientific evidence, build a case that will be strong in the eyes of the skeptical world. People that, you know, the film you just shared, the Nova documentary, that's the message that is just being sent to the world. It's scientific materialism. Matter and energy are all there is, and we're looking to present a case that will offer a counterbalance to that argument and really look at things that are strong and powerful in their defense of this idea of design.
You know, you talk about protozoa or protein molecules, and all of that can cause people's eyes to glaze over until you see a film like Origin, where these complex structures once thought to be simple are brought to life on film. Talk about how you have illustrated this such that people become, quite frankly, mesmerized as they watch.
Well, it's the greatest time in history to be involved in filmmaking. I mean, the technology involved, the equipment that's available, we rely heavily on computer animation, and we have, since we began, especially in this field of microbiology, these mechanisms that are inside the cell and the components that make up these mechanisms, they're they're too small to see without really, really powerful equipment. Most people never see them. You read about them in textbooks, or you hear about them talked about, but you never catch the impact until you can see them. And so we rely heavily on computer animation. Our lead animator is actually in North Carolina, Joseph Candelas with Light Productions. We've been working with Joseph for 15 years and just very committed to bringing the level of sophisticated engineering, of design that is just part of even the simplest living organisms, the simplest cells. With animation on the screen, you can see these things and really begin to grasp their complexity and how well they work.
What I love about Origin and all the other films is they really don't preach. You end up watching something that is hugely intriguing, and you're caught up in the wonder, the rapture of it all, as it were. You're thinking about, wow, if this is true, there must be a God. So without preaching, the message of an uncaused first cause becomes preeminent in your mind.
Yeah, you know, remember the old TV show Dragnet in the 50s, and the line was, just the facts, ma'am, just the facts, you know, and I think for us, we're looking, we believe that the factual evidential evidence, Romans 1 said God's revealed himself to man through the things he has made, and we believe if you really see the evidence, if you really look at the facts, you don't need to preach, you don't need an emotional appeal, the evidence speaks for itself, and if you follow the evidence wherever it leads, I believe it's going to lead to a creator. It's going to lead to God. It's going to lead to design and purpose in the universe. And so that's why we go to great lengths to present the evidence as clearly and as powerfully as we can.
We're talking to Ladd Allen about the film Origin, Unlocking the Mystery of Life, the film available for those who support the ministry all this month. You can check it out on the web at equip.org or write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And as always, our resource consultants, they are standing by 888-7000 and the letters CRI. Ladd, you know, when you think about what is being communicated in the world today in bastions of information, we're told in the university that nothing creates everything, that life comes from non-life, and that the life that comes from non-life produces metaphysical realities like morals and ethics. Your film, Origin, really deals with this very issue. Can nothing produce everything? And the fundamental question that's broached in the film is, how did life on Earth begin to begin with?
Right. I mean, and this is, there are two great questions, I guess, maybe three, right? Why is there something rather than nothing? Why does the universe exist? And then why does life exist? And where did it come from? And these are, you know, these are the questions as long as men and women have pursued answers to the deeper issues of life. They've always been there, and they still are. I mean, these are great mysteries. We're led to believe sometimes that science has just locked this up. I mean, there's a materialistic explanation, and by materialistic, I mean matter and energy. There's matter and energy can account for everything, undirected interactions of matter and energy. And so I think that we buy this because this is what we are told in, say, textbooks and PBS documentaries. We live in a world consumed often with finding materialistic explanation, even if that explanation is ridiculous. If it's impossible, it's still pursued. And in the film, we sort of entered into some of these alternate, how far materialistic science has gone to find answers for how life arose from nothing. And the evidence points to a pretty clear answer that it can't, and it baffles science, and it still doesn't. And even materialistic scientists who are objective about it admit it, that we're nowhere close to solving this problem in the 21st century. because the more we learn about life, the more complex it is, and the more we see what would have been necessary to get it started in the first place, the problem, we don't get closer to an answer, we get farther away from one.
Blaise Pascal was right. Truth is so obscure these times and falsehood so established that unless we love the truth, we cannot know it. One of the core values of the Christian Research Institute is to bring you really good stuff. And that's precisely what we're bringing you. If you've ever seen an Illustria Media film, you'll know that this is good stuff. There's no other way to put it. Unlocking the mystery of life or origin is good stuff, and it is available. You can get your copy for your support on the web at equip.org and revolutionize your own family. Remember, they're hearing the other side of the story in school, in grade school, in middle school, in universities. They're hearing the other side of the story. Now the truth comes out. We'll be right back with Lad Allen.
Atheist evolutionary biologist Richard Dawkins says the universe could so easily have remained lifeless. It's an astonishing stroke of luck that we are here. But were we really just incredibly lucky? Illustra Media's new film, Origin, demonstrates it takes far more than luck to account for the more than 8 million species of living organisms on planet Earth. Life on Earth bears every indication of having been designed by a creator for a purpose. Receive the film Origin on DVD as our thank you for your gift. Simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, or visit equip.org. Stay tuned. Hank Hanegraaff will be back after this. Take the Bible Answer Man broadcast wherever you go on your phone or handheld device with the Equip app, free from the Christian Research Institute. The Equip app is available for both Apple and Android devices, so you can listen to the Bible Answer Man broadcast live each day or listen to archived programs at your convenience. You can also subscribe to the Christian Research Journal, make a donation to CRI, and read well-researched, trustworthy articles that will help you defend the faith and grow in your walk with Christ. With the Equip app from the Christian Research Institute, you'll have the answers you need to questions about Christianity, cults, and issues of theological and apologetic concern right at your fingertips wherever you go. So go to equip.org/app and download the Equip app for your phone or tablet today. Again, that's equip.org/app. What's left of a theory of origins once it has been conceded that it doesn't explain how things originated? Fact is, chemistry and chance simply cannot account for the origin of biological life. And atheists and agnostics who think that life emerged from blind, undirect natural processes must come to grips with this reality. For Christians eager to defend the rationality of a faith under relentless siege by scientific materialism, don't miss the withering intellectual firepower of Illustra Media's film, Origin, Design, Chance, and the First Life on Earth. As thanks for your gift in support of the ongoing work of the Christian Research Institute, Hank Hanegraaff would like to send you the film Origin on DVD. Just call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, or visit equip.org. That's equip.org. A deeper understanding of the Bible's principles and truths will improve the spiritual, moral, and ethical problems facing our nation. Yet the obstacle isn't that the Bible doesn't speak to our greatest needs or answer our deepest questions. It's that the average person lacks the time and tools to extract the answers. That's why Hank Hanegraaff wrote the complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition, revised and updated. This expanded edition addresses over 210 of the top questions he's received as host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Hank has taken the complex and made it simple and memorable. Receive the revised and updated complete Bible Answer Book as our thank you for your gift by calling 888-7000-CRI. And make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI. or visit equip.org. That's equip.org. The issue of origins, Hank Hanegraaff often says, is not just an apologetics issue, it is the apologetics issue, because how you view your origins will ultimately determine how you live your life. That's why for Christians weary of the arguments of scientific materialists, there's good news. Illustra Media's new film, Origin, Design, Chance, and the First Life on Earth, combines stunning photography and imagery with rock-solid science and scholarship to show that we are the products of an infinite intelligence beyond human fathoming, and far from accidental and purposeless. Receive Origin on DVD as our thank you for your gift. Simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, or visit equip.org. And now, let's rejoin your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. We are conducting a special edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast today on the film Origin, Design, Chance, and First Life on Earth. This film by Ladd Allen and Illustra Media. It explains one of the biggest and most important mysteries facing science today. How did life begin? You think about the fact that astronomers estimate that the diameter of the observable universe exceeds 90 billion light years. That's more than 500 billion trillion miles from one edge of the cosmos to the other. And the fact that the universe contains at least 170 billion galaxies with stars and planets so numerous they outnumber the grains of sand on all the beaches of the world. Or think about the fact that there are 8 million species of living organisms. All of that leads to this very intriguing question. A question addressed in Origin, the film. What were the odds that life once emerged on the third planet from a sun orbiting within the spiral arm of the Milky Way galaxy? If you asked Richard Dawkins, who is probably the most famous evolutionist on the planet today, he would say this, in fact, did say this. The universe could so easily have remained lifeless. It's an astonishing stroke of luck that we are here. In other words, we're here as a result of blind chance, of luck. And yet, when you look at the evidence in Origin, you find out that far from luck, we are here designed in the image and likeness of God for a purpose. And recognizing the difference between those two theories makes all the difference in the world. Because if everything is just pure chance, blind luck, if we're just molecules in motion, then there's no such thing as free will. We're fatalistically determined. Not only that, but there's no meaning or purpose to life. What Origin does without preaching is point specifically to the bullseye of why we're here, not luck, but we are designed by a Creator who loves us and has made a way for us to be reconciled to Him for time and for eternity. Lad, this is the epic story. It's not just a story that you're telling here, but you're telling the story.
Yeah, I would agree with you. And that's why the subject is so appealing. It's universal. Everyone thinks about it. I mean, you know, we can do a film on some element of cosmology, star formation, or, you know, something along those lines. It's interesting. It's important. But not everyone gets up in the morning and, you know, wonders how a galaxy is formed, perhaps. But everyone at some point in his life or her life think very seriously about where did I come from and why am I here? Am I just the result of blind chemistry, random interactions of matter and energy, or is there a purpose for my existence? And is there a plan behind my existence? And so we started working 20 years ago. We released a film called Unlocking the Mystery of Life in 2002 that really began to broach these issues of for evidence for design on a biochemical level. And this is really a sequel to Unlocking the Mystery of Life and an area that we wanted to isolate the origin of life itself. But it has been very consistent with other films we have produced over the years because the evidence is so important and because the question itself just transcends nuts and bolts chemistry or biology. It transcends it to a look at purpose. The metaphysics involved are compelling, and this is where this subject leads you.
In 1976, Nobel Prize-winning biologist Francis Crick advanced a radical alternative for the origin of life. He was suggesting that our planet was seeded with microscopic organisms transported from another part of the universe by an alien civilization, a theory that's called popularly directed or undirected panspermia. But this seems to be the kind of thing that people have to resort to science fiction because all of the evidence points in a different direction, but people don't want the evidence that points towards a creator because the moment you recognize a creator, you become accountable.
Right. And, you know, this whole idea of panspermia is very interesting. Crick's a brilliant scientist. He and Watson discovered that the shape, the structure of the DNA molecule, one of the greatest scientific discoveries of all time. And Crick was very interested in the origin of life, and he saw when he understood the biochemical nature of life, the structure of cells and living organisms, and he looked at the improbability. He was looking for a materialistic answer, but when he realized the improbability, you know, you can take the oldest estimated age of the Earth, say, you know, 4.5 billion years, whatever. You take the oldest age that anybody has ever assigned to the Earth and then to life on Earth, you realize that through a random process that first life couldn't have formed on Earth. The Earth wouldn't have been here long enough. The mathematics didn't work. And so you're forced beyond the Earth, and you go, okay, this is a big universe somewhere out there. They're on another planet far, far away. The chemical elements were right, and the first biomolecules somehow formed through a random process, and then, you know, either on the backs of meteorites or comets or directed panspermia, perhaps an alien civilization brought these early seeds of life to Earth. And that's what kicked it off, because it couldn't have happened through a process. You know, the Earth isn't old enough, let's say, for this process to occur. You look at the lengths that really brilliant people have gone to, and Crick, it was brilliant to find a materialistic answer. When you look at the lengths they have gone to, then you realize this is more than just a purely scientific question. It's a question. It involves metaphysics. It involves your outlook spiritually on while you're here. And so metaphysical science, materialistic science, will go to any length necessary to find a way to build first life from non-life through a random process. And that sort of illustrates how far you'll go.
Talking to Ladd Allen, he is the filmmaker that we've been talking about for years at the Christian Research Institute. He has produced, along with those that work with him, some of the most incredible films imaginable. One of my favorites is Metamorphoses, The Beauty and Design of Butterflies. If you haven't seen that one, that's another one you may want to get a hold of. You can find it on the web at equip.org. I loved that film so much, Ladd, because in that film, you start to see a caterpillar sow the seeds of its own demise, a chrysalis. it devolves into a molecular mixture, and out of that comes a butterfly, and the change is absolutely incredible. And as I watched that particular film, I could not help but think about our own metamorphoses when we are resurrected, immortal, imperishable, incorruptible. But really what I'm trying to say is that your films, whether that film or this film or any of the other films that you have done, they get us into this sphere of wonder where we start seeing things that we ordinarily do not observe. We see a blade of grass. We don't think of its complexity. We see the cell. Well, you can't see it, but you see it through a microscope, and we don't understand that this is complex and beautiful, that there's design here. And what your films do is unlock this thing within us called wonder.
Hank, you just hit it right on the head. I have nothing more to say. We're done. This whole idea of evoking wonder, anything we've set out to do over the last 20 years, and one of the guiding principles, I mean, there are a couple of things that guide us as we go. You know, one of them is Romans 1:20, God revealing himself to man through the things he has made, believing that's true, believing the evidence is compelling and can draw people to him, The second thing we want to do always in anything we do is to evoke a sense of wonder in the minds and hearts of the people that watch our films. We go through life, and after a while, you know, Chesterton once said that if you saw a sunrise or a sunset for the first time, you would think it would be the greatest, the most imaginably wondrous thing you had ever seen. After you see it for the thousandth time, we look at it as the common light of day, okay? We lose our sense of wonder. And if it's butterflies or birds or clouds or stars, we become... This is one of God's great revelations to us, the wonders in creation. I mean, you may not have a Bible translated in your language available to you, or a church or a missionary, you know, a hand where you can hear the truth about God, but you do have the revelation of creation. And as Christians, I think when we lose our sense of wonder for that, our sense of awe of God, our sense of reverence for God, we're losing something really important, and it's really, really easy to lose it. You take it for granted. You don't think about this stuff. And so when we set out to produce a film, we're always looking for a strong visual component that we can present and illustrate, and just a strong component of wonder where you will see this and you'll go, wow, that's incredible. This could never have happened through some blind process. It could only have happened through a mind, an intelligence, a purpose, a designer, a creator, God. And so the sense of wonder and the presentation of it is really important to us.
Talking to Ladd Allen again, what Ladd has just said, the Apostle Paul said, God's eternal power, divine nature, being understood from what has been made, and so men are without excuse. As the father of 12 children, I can tell you that these films are transformational. They start to watch these films, and later on, when they're in school, listening to the other side of the equation, they don't fall for the skin of the truth, stuffed with a great big lie. We'll be right back on the other side of the break with more of Ladd Allen and our quote of the day. All of that coming up in just a few moments, so please don't touch that dial.
From our childhood, says biochemist Michael Behe, everyone directly grasps that life is designed, until they're talked out of it by a culture saturated with materialism. Find out more about how cutting-edge science demonstrates why our strong intuition that living things are designed is absolutely correct in Douglas Axe's new book, Undeniable: How Biology Confirms Our Intuition That Life is Designed. Receive the hardcover, Undeniable, as our thank you for your gift. Simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. or visit equip.org. Hank Hanegraaff will be back after this.
The Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition, Revised and Updated, is a comprehensive collection of the most often asked as well as most difficult questions Hank Hanegraaff has received in nearly three decades of hosting the Bible Answer Man broadcast. This expanded edition contains new entries, leading readers to a better understanding of God and our relationship to Him in Jesus Christ. The Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition, Revised and Updated, is a comprehensive, handy, and attractive volume that you will return to again and again. Take your exploration of God's Word to new heights and receive the Revised and Updated Complete Bible Answer Book as our thank you for your gift by calling 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org. Have you ever thought that maybe living things appear to be designed because they are in fact designed by a creator for a purpose? In the book, Undeniable, How Biology Confirms Our Intuition That Life is Designed, molecular biologist Douglas Axe argues that the key to understanding our origin is the design intuition. This is the common sense belief held by all humans that any task requiring knowledge in order to accomplish the task can be accomplished only by someone who has that knowledge. For the ingenious task of inventing life, this knower can only be God. Receive Undeniable, How Biology Confirms Our Intuition That Life is Designed as our thanks for your gift. Simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches or visit equip.org. Take the Bible Answer Man broadcast wherever you go on your phone or handheld device with the Equip app, free from the Christian Research Institute. The Equip app is available for both Apple and Android devices, so you can listen to the Bible Answer Man broadcast live each day, or listen to archived programs at your convenience. You can also subscribe to the Christian Research Journal, make a donation to CRI, and read well-researched, trustworthy articles that will help you defend the faith and grow in your walk with Christ. With the Equip app from the Christian Research Institute, you'll have the answers you need to questions about Christianity, cults, and issues of theological and apologetic concern right at your fingertips wherever you go. So go to equip.org/app and download the Equip app for your phone or tablet today. Again, that's equip.org/app. Atheist evolutionary biologist Richard Dawkins says, "The universe could so easily have remained lifeless. It's an astonishing stroke of luck that we are here. But were we really just incredibly lucky?" Illustra Media's new film, Origin, demonstrates it takes far more than luck to account for the more than 8 million species of living organisms on planet Earth. Life on Earth bears every indication of having been designed by a creator for a purpose. Receive the film Origin on DVD as our thank you for your gift. Simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches or visit equip.org. We now return to the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Here's your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. And the quote of the day comes from Sir Fred Hoyle, a physicist who said that the probability of life originating at random is so utterly minuscule as to make it absurd. Hoyle, of course, was a very important 20th century astronomer. He believed in the steady state theory. He was noted for his derogatory reference to Big Bang cosmology, coining the term on BBC radio, and he was also a very strong advocate of panspermia. In other words, that was his explanation for the origin of life on Earth. Talking to Ladd Allen, he is a filmmaker who produced the film Origin, and in that film, the whole idea of panspermia comes to light. The bottom line, as the film demonstrates, is that panspermia doesn't solve the problem of the origin of life. It just moves the problem to a faraway locality. What Origin does is demonstrate beyond the peradventure of a doubt that there is an uncaused first cause, but it does not do so by preaching. You watch and you intuitively know it. Ladd is back with me, and yeah, bottom line, doesn't solve the problem of the origin of life.
No, Hank, it doesn't. I mean, if, you know, and again, in a galaxy far, far away, if life that could have been transported to Earth, carbon-based life that would have evolved into cells and then fish and gazelles and alligators and human beings, the elements of those cells would have had to have been placed in place wherever they came into being somewhere else in the universe. So the problems we face on Earth would be faced anywhere. You're just moving it farther away, exactly. And that's the link that materialism is forced to go off. And Hoyle was a really smart guy. He was no fan of design or of God or of creation, the idea of a creation, but he also was objective enough to say that life is too complicated to have come into existence from nothing on Earth. And so, yeah, panspermia is a great example of how far materialists will reach to find an answer that doesn't involve purpose or design.
Just to remind you, we're talking about panspermia. In 1976, Nobel Prize-winning biologist Francis Crick advanced this radical alternative for the origin of life. And the shortcomings of this idea of panspermia, have led some researchers to a theory that extends far beyond conventional astronomy. It's called the multiverse theory. I mean, there are all these theories that are ad hoc theories, because you have to have some kind of a theory, otherwise you'd have to go to the truth, which is, in the beginning, God.
Right. And as scientists, as chemists, as biologists, researchers look at this, and there are numerous theories. The basic problem is always the same. You have to build large, complex molecules like proteins, like DNA, like RNA, and then biological machines like ribosomes. These are complex machines made up of small components that have to be assembled precisely in the right manner, and randomness doesn't get you there. And so if you're committed to a materialists see this, they know it, they understand it. They know how hard it is to build these things synthetically. When they build RNA in a lab, say, and do it synthetically, they're designing it. They're doing it under very, very controlled conditions, and it is anything but random. So you come up with these ideas, whether it's sea vents on the seafloor spewing chemicals, any number of things to find an answer that will explain the complexity of cells and the components that go into making these cells.
I want to know what it took for you guys at Illustria Media to animate the inner workings of the cell.
It took a lot of time and some very smart people we have, and I want to really give credit here to Jerry Harned and Joseph Condilis. They're very gifted with the soft. These are all computer programs done on computer, driven by elaborate software, and you're experimenting and you're working to make these things work. It doesn't come quickly. You can spend weeks or months or years sometimes developing the animations for these films, and we don't have the resources of a Pixar or Disney. We have basically two guys working on them and pouring their heart into it, because they believe, as I do, that this is just very, very powerful evidence for God. So we are guided by scientists, we work with researchers to get the basis, the foundational ideas for how to present these things. You can't see pictures of them. And so we work with them, and they guide us along the process as we build the models on computers and animate the movements. But it is a wonderful way, there's that word again, wonder, and it really is. It's a wonderful way to present things, maybe the most powerful evidence of God that exists in the universe. And it's in cells that are really too small to see with the naked eye and very difficult to see with the most powerful instruments available.
It's not uncommon for skeptics to suppose that Christians are irrational to believe in a God they cannot see, but in reality, it is irrational for skeptics to suppose that what cannot be seen does not exist. Christians and skeptics alike recognize black holes or electrons or even the laws of logic, and yet all of these are unseen. But what you've alluded to is God's invisible qualities, his eternal power, his divine nature have been clearly seen. They've been understood from what has been made so that men are without excuse. And what you've done now is you've illustrated that in living color so that people can see the mechanics and again wonder.
Yeah, like I said earlier, this is the greatest time in history to be a filmmaker, and it's the greatest time in history to be filmmakers that are committed and really pouring their lives into presenting evidence for God. I mean, evidence has always been there. David saw it in the sky, and when he sat out on a field with his sheep, and you know, we see allusions to it throughout Scripture, but they had no idea. I mean, it was magnificent what they saw, but they were only, you know, it's just the tip of the iceberg what they were seeing in terms of the evidence for design, and it was still powerful. Now, extraordinary, and the deeper we dig and the more elaborate the machinery, the technology becomes to explore, it doesn't ever bring you to a point where you go, oh, yeah, now that's not as complicated as I thought it was, or that it would be. You know, that could be made through some materialistic process. No, the more we see, the more we discover, the more science sees and discovers, the more design becomes apparent. It nothing is being undermined here. The argument just gets stronger and stronger the deeper into the cell we go, or the farther out we go in the universe, that the evidence for design just becomes stronger.
Led, as we close out the broadcast today, can you share maybe a favorite story about how one of the Illustra Media films has been used to transform a life?
Oh boy, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of them. We got one. It was very interesting. That's like a month ago, and I didn't know the gentleman, but he sent us an email, and he goes, "I just want to thank you for these films. I've been watching them through the years, and I want to share a story with you." He said, I have a friend, and a very good friend, and he was not a believer. He was an atheist or agnostic. He just felt the evidence, nothing could point to convince him there was a God. He fell in love with a young woman who was a devout Christian, and they fell deeply in love. And finally, the woman said, "I can't marry you. I got to break this off. We'll be unequally yoked. I could never marry you, a man that, you know, as much as I love you, you know, the thing that's most important in my life, we don't agree on. And so he can't get married." And she was devastated. He was devastated. But his friend, but I jumped the story here a little bit. She didn't tell him that she'd made this decision. So one night, his friend pulled out one of our films. It was Flight, the Genius Birds, and they sat down and they watched it. And they sat up until 4 in the morning that morning and talked about evidence for design and point and what it meant, what its implications were to God. And by 4 a.m, the guy had come to the conclusion that, yes, I believe there's a God. I believe there's a designer. I believe there is purpose to the universe. He called his girlfriend. He told her that she was getting ready to call him to break this whole thing off. He called and told her, unbeknownst to him, that she'd made this decision, that he had come to faith. And the guy concluded the email saying, a year later, he goes, with tears in my eyes, I had the honor of standing as his best man in a wedding. And he had come to the Lord, you know, with the aid of these little, the Holy Spirit draws you to God. But the films have been helpful and instrumental in making that decision. And that one really, I'm going to get lots of letters, but that one really was, it just had a very interesting appeal to it that really moved us, made us excited about what we're doing.
And we could add many more testimonies to the list. We receive them at the Christian Research Institute. Again, the film Origin, Design Chance, and First Life on Earth. Ladd Allen, he is the co-founder of Illustra Media, and we are deeply grateful to you and your work, and may God continue to richly bless you and use you for his glory and for the extension of his kingdom.
And thank you so much, and I just want to tell you too again, you've stood with us for all the years we've been in existence. It'll be 20 years next spring, and as long as we've been making these films, you've stood with us, you've supported us, you've encouraged us to levels that you'll never fully appreciate. I mean, we are so thankful for your friendship, your ministry, and everything you've done with us. It's just an honor to know you and work with you.
And that is a mutual feeling. Thank you so much for joining us on the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Again, Origin, Design Chance, and First Life on Earth, available for your support all this month. Check it out on the web at equip.org, or simply write me at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. As always, Resource Consultants, they are standing by, 888-7000, and the letters CRI. Thank you so much for standing shoulder to shoulder with us in the battle for life and truth. We do what we do, and we couldn't do it without you. Out of time for today. See you next time with more.
We appreciate you tuning in to the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Before we sign off today, here's our contact information. By phone, dial 888-7000-CRI, which translates to 888-7000-274. On the internet, go to equip.org. That's equip.org. You can also write CRI at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina. The zip code is 28271. Our prayer is that today's broadcast has equipped you to better defend your faith and encouraged you to pursue sound doctrine and godly living. Thank you for listening. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is supported solely by listeners like you. We're on the air because life and truth matter. What's left of a theory of origins once it has been conceded that it doesn't explain how things originated? Fact is, chemistry and chance simply cannot account for the origin of biological life. And atheists and agnostics who think that life emerged from blind, undirect natural processes must come to grips with this reality. For Christians eager to defend the rationality of a faith under relentless siege by scientific materialism, don't miss the withering intellectual firepower of Illustra Media's film, Origin, Design, Chance, and the First Life on Earth. As thanks for your gift in support of the ongoing work of the Christian Research Institute, Hank Hanegraaff would like to send you the film Origin on DVD. Just call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, or visit equip.org. That's equip.org. With over 500,000 copies in print, Hank Hanegraaff's Bible Answer books were born out of his many years of hosting the Bible Answer Man broadcast. He's taken his on-air answers to questions and chiseled them until only the gems emerge. Questions involving biblical interpretation, cults, science, ethics, apparent contradictions, and much more. This remarkable collection of concise answers is now even better.
My goal, says Hank, is to take the complex and make it simple and memorable. Receive your copy of the complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition, revised and updated, as our thank you for your gift by calling 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org. That's equip.org.